USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona says nobody is above the law ahead of a possible indictment against former President Trump this week.
I would hope that if they brought charges that they have a strong case because it's unprecedented.
Kelly spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the Manhattan DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the Stormy Daniels hush money case on Tuesday. Senator Mike Rounds is dismissing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' controversial comment about Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I don't think it's a territorial dispute. While he may be taking territory, this is bigger than that for us.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the South Dakota Republican who sits on the Armed Services Committee said he disagrees with DeSantis about the war being a territorial dispute. However, he believes that remark has something to do with primary politics. DeSantis hasn't officially announced that he's running for president in 2024.
That's Dave Collins reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is telling his country to be ready for a nuclear attack as he's accused the U.S. and South Korea of carrying out military drills with U.S. nuclear assets, Fox News reported. He said the North needs to bolster its nuclear capabilities. Senator Elizabeth Warren says Jerome Powell has done a poor job as chairman of the Federal Reserve. The Massachusetts senator said Powell took a flamethrower to bank regulations.
Price gouging, a supply chain kinks, the war in Ukraine. All it does, at least by the way the chair wants to do this, is put millions of people out of work.
Warren appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. In an effort to secure financial stability, UBS is buying Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. The move comes after the bank was dealing with a series of losses for the past 2 weeks. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Depending upon where you live in the country, you might not believe this.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says winters in the U.S. are getting warmer. They say the average temperature in the United States this winter was 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2.7 degrees above average. This winter was also a wet one for much of the country, 0.9 inches of rain above average, making it the third wettest winter on record. But even so, the East Coast saw one of its least snowy winters. I'm John Schaefer.
Family and friends are remembering actor Lance Reddick after his sudden passing Friday. Reddick is known for his roles in the hit series The Wire and the John Wick movie franchise. His wife Stephanie posted an emotional tribute to him, saying he was taken far too soon and thanking him for his overwhelming love, support, and beautiful stories. Shazam! Fury of the Gods isn't doing as well as anticipated. The sequel to the 2019 superhero film made $30.5 million in its opening weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. However, the first movie opened with $53.5 million at the box office. In second place this weekend was Scream 6 with $17.5 million, followed by Creed 3 with just over $15 million. Cinderella's run has ended for number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson, losing in the second round Sunday to Florida Atlantic at the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Creighton, UConn, and Kansas did advance to the Sweet 16. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.